Hello. Good afternoon. My name is Selahattin İptaş from Turkey. Evaluation of yield and quality characteristics of selected maize inbreed lines for silage purposes in Turkey. Silage maize is excellent roughage for ruminants due to its high energy content. Silage maize is a very important forage crop for dairy and beef cattle farms. About 288,000 hectares of maize silage are harvested annually in Turkey. In the last decade, silage maize production has increased after harvesting of winter cereals like barley or wheat and irrigated region where the vegetation period is too short for grain production. There are several government programs to increase the number of farmers to produce maize silage. Many environmental factors, management systems, and genetic factors influence yield and quality of silage maize. It is generally believed that a high-yielding grain hybrid will perform well as a silage hybrid. Increasing digestibility to improve quality is a major objective in silage maize breeding. In a breeding program, silage maize digestibility has to be taken into account with agronomic characteristics such as dry matter yield. The objectives of our study are to determine the variation for digestibility-related traits in inbreed lines, improve yield and high-quality variety, consider silage maize breeding program based on in vitro digestibility values, increase store in vitro digestibility values. As seen in table 1, inbreed maize lines. 50 maize inbreed lines were evaluated as initial material to create hybrids. These maize lines with different genetic backgrounds according to previous experiment. Field studies were conducted in 2005 at the Black Sea Agriculture Research Station, Samsun, Turkey. Experimental units consist of single row plots. Inbreed maize lines were harvested at kernel milk. Line stage was between 50 to 75% as suggested by Wiersm et al. The forage samples from each plot containing both forage and grain were weighed and on dry to determine forage dry matter yield and quality. Plants from one row of each plot were harvested by hand and the ears were removed. The plant fodder and ears were weighed separately to determine the harvest index. These samples were dried at degree of centigrade for 7 days. Dried samples were analyzed for fiber composition and digestibility. Whole plant and store concentration of NDF, ADF, and ADL were sequentially determined using batch procedures outlined by Ancom Technology Corporation. Examined features in the study. Whole plant dry matter yield, store dry material yield, harvest index, whole plant and NDF, whole plant CP, whole plant in vitro dry material digestibility, store ADF, store CP, store in vitro dry matter digestibility. Following results were obtained from the study. As seen in table 2, the whole dry matter yield of inbreed lines varied from 6.35 to 21.75 magnetic per hectare. The harvest index value is given in table 3. The harvest index of inbreed lines varied from 23 to 43%. The highest harvest index was obtained from line TK, 228. SC table 6. The highest whole plant in vitro dry matter digestibility of 74.60% was obtained from TK 263 line. The store ADF of inbreed lines varied from 13.3 to 14.2. The ADL ratio is given table 7. The high store ADL ratio of 10% was obtained from TK 3057 line. Conclusion. As a conclusion, it can be said that store yield and nutritional quality are important factors influencing whole plant yield and nutritional quality of sledge maize. The substantial genetic variation among these inbreeds shows good potential for development of silage hybrids with improved quality parameters. There are several germplasm enhancement of maize crossbreeding with potential to evaluate both yield and quality of silage maize germplasm in Turkey. Mean and max value of selected lines were given in table 9. These lines were selected as parents. These lines were crossed pollinated among each other with half DLL method. Lines with different groups were cross-pollinated with other groups. Thanks for your attention.